Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Writer's Block with Jim Christina and Bobby Bell, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It is 8 o'clock. It's Thursday night. This is LA Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Writer's Block. I am Jim Christina, your host, and sitting across the table from me is a lovely, charming Bobby Bell.
I had to think for a minute. Were you going to add a new word?
I was going to add a new one, but you know what? My brain is not functioning so well, so I'm going to let it go at that.
And that's because there are three charming ladies.
This is true.
And I'm in the booth tonight.
Actually, I've been looking forward to this night for a very long time.
I know.
I mean, Jim Bell just walked in because Bobby forgot her intro.
I left them in the car. I left my notes in the car.
I'm good. I listened to your podcast today, but sadly, you were not.
I was not. I had a, you know, every once in a while, there's just too many things that go on in life at the same time. And so I was not able to be on the show this morning.
Oh, well.
And I'm looking forward to listening to it because I understand it was fantastic.
It was really, really good. And of course, the horse sluts got a plug in there. So that's, you know, those gals
are
phenomenal.
Past guests here. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we have coming up next week. You will not be here. WMA.
I will be, yes.
Awards.
I will be at the conference, the Western Music Association conference in Albuquerque.
And then the following Thursday, you will be on your concert series.
On the concert series featuring Adrian Brannon, Buckaroo Girl.
So Russ Avison will be here with me for the next 2 weeks. And next week we have Henry Park again. So that's always fun when Henry comes on because he's a fun guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody knows Henry, then everybody. I know one person in this room knows Henry. Well, three people in this room know Henry. Four.
And counting.
And counting. So let's get into it. I'm excited. Why don't you give a little brief introduction?
I will. We are thrilled to have with us tonight two guests, Christine Law and Andrea Kidd. And Christine Law of Santa Paula sings, plays a variety of instruments, and works in the music industry. She owns a record label, Affirm Records, and she frequently uses that to also support aspiring young artists. Her label was started in 1998 as an imprint and has since expanded to a successful independent label. And one of her recording artists on Affirm Records is Andrea Kidd. Hey, Andrea.
Hey.
And Andrea is a native Californian and a lifelong horsewoman. She spent part of her childhood in Thailand, where her parents were medical missionaries. And for over 35 years, she has lived and trained horses in Ventura County, California. The spirit of the American West, her real-life experiences, and the Sespe, the outback of Ventura County, is the inspiration of her albums of musical cowboy poetry. And you and I, Jim, have had the pleasure of knowing Andrea
for a number of years,
and we are just thrilled to invite you both to join us to the Writer's Block. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Everybody gets a clap.
And this is, Andrea's with us now. Let's see. She's our first poet,
and she's a milestone because she's on her 25th show.
And this is our 25th
show.
And she's our third performer.
Yes.
And
she's
great
our third
to be
performer.
Here.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Speaking of, why don't we go into a little bit of what Andrea does for a living? And
okay.
We're just going to play a little bit of this for you. Maybe.
You hold my heart. It's in your care. I'm not alone. You're always there. I would never cheat on you. That's something that I could never do. I have your love. And you have mine. There'll be no one else. at any time. I'm your angel, strong and true. My total love's for only you.
Now, I because I got the titles all screwed up, somebody mind telling me what the name of that tune is?
It's My Heart.
Okay.
Yes.
I like it. I this is my favorite, very favorite CD. I listen to it all the time, and I just love it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, a lot because I you know, the way I used to live, because I used to be just an avid equestrian, but being up in the Sespe so often as I was, it was just a lot of fun, and, you know, it kind of reminds me of just getting on your horse and poking along up into the river.
It is. And when you're riding with your horse, and whether it's by yourself or with your friends, you're out there where your thoughts and how your take on life, it's real personal.
It truly is. It truly is. It's almost like a cosmic thing.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a harmonic that goes from you to the horse to the country that you're in. And that's what inspired a lot of my work, was the personal experience. Mm-hmm. It's all based on real experience.
Yeah, I noticed that everything is based on stuff that's happened to you in your life.
Yes.
And not to be left out, Ms. Law.
Yes.
We have so many laws around here. I mean, we have Charlotte Laws, yeah. And then we have Christine Law. The productions are, the standards are so good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Are you in the booth when they're done, or?
Yeah, well, you know, I participate in all parts of it, but really Andrea is the one who decides the tempo and the flavor and the emotion that she wants to relay. And she works with the artist and communicates with them, and they work together to create the whole mood and the whole piece of work.
Wow.
So when you were in the recording studio, the musicians were there with you. It was all done together?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Working with musicians like Joey Stabonick, he's in Medicine Hat, Alberta, so he couldn't be there. But he collaborated with us online and would send us the pieces of work. And, of course, Andrea would work with him really closely on it.
That's I would work with the words and craft my poem, and I would send it to Joey, and he would write music to go along with it. Yes.
So what we're talking about is the first of two CDs, Sespe Sky, and I'm not a horsewoman. I'll be the first person to admit it. So this is not an area either that I've ever ridden through. Obviously, holds a place near and dear to your heart, and I know Jim, you have ridden this area as well.
Quite often.
And Christine, do you ride too?
Are
you?
I do.
You
yes.
do. Uh-huh. So yeah, I'm totally the non-equestrian in the group. but this, can you tell for our listeners that aren't, who knows where they might be living, just a little bit about where this is in Ventura and a little bit about Sespe?
It's the inland mountains that you can see from the coastal plain. And the Topatoba Range is the most famous one that you always see with the snow on it. And it's famous for the sunset, the pink moment. Mm-hmm. People come from all over the world to Ojai, California, which is an artist colony and a very creative place where people come for meditation and spiritual centering. And Christine, she and her husband breed world champion Frisians, and they live right at one of the other doors to the Sespe. And the Sespe was the land between Ventura and the coast, and you would go up Sespe Creek or up the Ventura River, up and over into Fraser Park and into Bakersfield. Now you have highways that go around. But there was this great basin with hot springs and the hunting and the cabins. It's amazing.
And how did you two meet? Was it through horses or music?
It was through horses. And I actually met Andrea probably 25 years ago and took some riding lessons from her. So I think she's taught everyone in Ventura County how to ride.
Jim's going, yes.
Pretty close.
And so you've known each other that long. And then how did the project come about? Then did you go to Christine and say, I'm working on something? Or how did that come about?
Well, I was watching Christine and her husband work one of their horses. And her husband was finishing up his album. And he was working with some other musicians. And he came home. He was real tired after a day in the studio. And he said, boy, we got a lot of people that can make a lot of music, but we don't have anybody to write words. And that's when I said, oh, well, you know, I've written some things that rhyme. I have stacks of it. You could use it for furniture.
Andrew's such a kick.
And so Christine said, well, maybe you could bring some of it by and we could look it over. And all of a sudden, she said, you know, this isn't in the same, you know, genre of what everybody's doing. It's different and it hasn't been done. And an idea was born. And some of my other horse friends that are musicians, they collaborated on some of the tracks. And some of the tracks you put together, Christine, she actually made some of the music to fit some of the poems. Mm-hmm. It was really magical. It was really great.
How long did it take you to do the original Sesame Sky?
January to September?
Yeah, I think it took us through the summer. We took our time. We had several sessions where we just listened to music and laughed or cried.
Well, and I was new. I mean, I didn't know how to use headphones and microphones and things like that. So there was a learning curve there.
So all of those people that you had taught how to ride were now teaching you how to, you know.
How to talk in a microphone.
Do the skill they had.
Yes. Yes. And it was excellent because Colorbox Studios is right in a rural part of Ventura County. And it was just perfect.
And that's where you recorded? Is that where? Oh, okay.
Yes.
I spoke earlier about, off the air, that I had read and listened to a piece of work that you had done today, or I'd read it and listened to it today, and it's called Get a Cab. Mm-hmm. And it tells the story of an accident, a horrible accident. And Andrea, do you think you can share that with us?
Oh, I think I can. First of all, I'm happy to still be here. But it speaks to a personal experience where I put myself at risk by allowing myself proximity to people that were making bad decisions. And instead of making a decision for myself, I kind of followed along. And somebody that was impaired, and at the time I didn't realize how impaired, had a motorcycle, and I got on the back of the bike, and they showed off in front of a bunch of other motorcycle riders in front of a motorcycle hangout, and the front end of the bike went up, kind of like a horse rearing, so I just got real low, and the front of the bike came down, but he lost control of it and went across the center line at 35 miles an hour. And the Jeep Grand Cherokee that came in the other way was doing 45 miles an hour. So when it hit me, the impact was 80 miles an hour. And I flew up in the air and about 50 feet, came down and broke my collarbone in quite a few places, bounced back up in the air and came down again and broke a bunch of ribs around my back and went down the road about another 200 feet. And there are all these biker guys that were watching this weekend warrior showing off, came running down, and they were cussing and crying. And I just said, just let me be till the healers get here, like the rodeo. Don't touch me till the professionals show up. And so it was a life-changing moment. It was. And the whole point is, call you a cab. Make better choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could say, where did this happen? Oh, off the 118.
No, that was up by the Deer Lodge.
Oh, in Ojai.
In Ojai.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Quite an audience.
I'll bet you.
One of the things that has always attracted me to Andrea is this wonderful zest for life. And to our audience that's listening through headphone, you know, listening rather than getting a chance to see you, there is such a joy that comes through your smile and your eyes and your whole personality that when you walk in a room, the sun absolutely comes out. And you compete with it. I mean,
oh, thank you.
Now the next pop you hear is going to be Andrea's head exploding. Hey, I have to run a commercial. So if y'all will allow me, it'll be about 60 seconds, and we'll be back.
Hey, Jim Christina here for all you LTL shippers. Are you tired of your freight being reclassified? Tired of calling several freight companies for the best rates? Of course, and then they reclass you, and there go your rates anyway. Then Target Freight Management has a solution for you. Their customized transportation management system protects all of their clients from situations just like yours. So if you're currently shipping a density-based product, you need to call Target Freight today. Target Freight is currently saving their clients between 15 and 20% of their freight costs. That's a huge savings to anyone. They'll even do a free cost analysis of your current freight to see if you're a good fit for their program, and not everyone is. The kicker is Target Freight is paid only on the contingency they can save you money. Call Target Freight today and just see what they can do for your company. Target Freight Management, 888-653-1323. That's 888-653-1323. Or go to www.targetfmi.com on the web.
And we are back. This is LA Talk Radio. This is the Writer's Block. We are in studio with Andrea Kidd and Christine Law. And I'd like to let you know also that the Writer's Block is brought to you by Black Dog Publishing of Simi Valley and Out West Boutique and Cultural Center in Newhall, California. Actually, Bobby Jean Bell's joint.
That's a good name for a store.
I know, huh? Bobby Jean Bell's joint.
Jim, we need to go buy that domain.
And if you want to call in and talk to Andrea, I'm sure a lot of you want to, the number here is 818-602-4929. That's 818-602-4929. Andrea, you got so much stuff here. It took you how long to recover from your accident?
The call you a cab accident, it took me about 9 months.
No, not horse wrecks. Those are different.
I don't have, you know what? Horses, I've only had one, you know, mishap on a horse.
Really?
Yeah.
I got dumped out in Lucerne Valley. Broke six ribs, punctured my lung.
No, I got a broken collarbone one time from getting hung up in the rigging, but... Hey, rodeo cowgirls, we know how to fall.
Well, I did too, right on my shoulder. Well, you know, the idea of doing cowboy poetry to music, I don't believe it has ever been done before.
It hasn't. It was Christine.
And it's such a wonderful way to listen to the words because it actually gets into your brain differently than if somebody just recites. You know, like, I've heard P.W. Conway recite his stuff. He writes some okay stuff.
Oh, he's great.
One of the things was about my horse, Roseman.
Exactly.
But it doesn't go into your psyche the way it does with music.
It's kind of like, you want driving music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I slept that.
Through the road.
I slipped that CD in there, and I just kind of cruised down the
road. That's what it is.
It's just wonderful to listen to.
Well, before I started my horse business, in order to segue from my town job, I got a job in the oil field as a hotshot driver. So, you know, I've been cruising down that super slab for a lot of years. That's a breaker one-niner.
So when you talked about how much poetry you have, you know, stacks of it, are you writing all the time? And can you share a little bit about your writing process?
It's ideas. It's a story that comes to mind. And just like we're talking right now, sometimes the way my brain works, I'll relate an idea or a comment and a follow-up, and it'll actually rhyme. Or it'll create a picture, a word picture. And so I'm constantly writing things down, you know, and I'm working on several things all at the same time. And probably the oil field, you know, because I've driven the corduroy roads in Texas and been to the deep wells in the Rockies and watched the wild herds, you know, up in Wyoming and been to the geysers in Utah and been, you know, barged out in the Gulf of Mexico. And so I'm kind of like a girl Jack Kerouac or something. Anything to finance my horses. So the horseless, we should probably talk.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty much, they'll talk to anybody. So give them a call.
Well, me too. You know, horse girls will talk.
Oh, absolutely.
But that and the work that I did to get the money to start my horse business. And I rodeoed a little bit and stuff, and it was great, you know, listening to the roar of the crowd to body hit the ground. You can only do that so many times, right? But, yeah.
Before you start don't getting up at all.
That's it, you know.
Now, Sesame Lullaby, I that's in my office, and I slam it in my computer all the time and listen to it.
Okay.
And it's just it's really relaxing to me. It really takes my mind on a different trip.
It's a great partner to Sesame Sky.
Yeah, it really truly is. But now let's talk about future projects.
Well, I'm working on it.
What's next for Andrea Kidd? Come on, you had 15 minutes of showtime in there in the green room.
Oh yeah. Well, we are working on ideas all the time, but next weekend, which is Veterans Day weekend, I'll be performing at Katie Ryan's event for a fundraiser for the Don Edwards documentary, the film Coyote. Mm-hmm. And it's also to benefit the War Horse Foundation and Synergy Riding for Injured Military.
For the vets?
Yes, therapeutic riding. So I am just absolutely thrilled to be part of that. And Katie Ryan and I, we were seatmates at the Cowboy Festival. So we go way back. We buy boots together.
I remember asking her, Katie, what does that stand for? She looked at me straight in the eye. She says, Katie.
Yeah, yeah. And then next up, after the fundraiser, then we'll be talking about going to Nashville after the
first
that's of
exciting.
The year.
Yeah,
so Nashville's a fun.
Tell us about that,
Christine. Town.
Tell us a little bit about that Nashville trip.
Yeah, so Affirm Records really supports and works with the Nashville Songwriters Association. They provide great support for artists. And they enable all kinds of meet and greet and hookups, industry hookups, if you will. So I'm really excited about hooking Andrea up with and her lyrics with some of the publishing and artist activities that are going on there. So I think it's going to be a fun week.
It's going to be great. And
just
then,
being with the two of you in Nashville for
that's got to be scary.
I mean.
Yep. It's gonna be something, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, you walk down Music Row, and it's just like every place has an open mic. Everybody's got a guitar. Everybody's singing, and you go in one place to another place to another place, and it's always music. It's always music.
And then Christine has been working with Rick Nabb, that owns a Western Tradition, and it's an online store. So you should tell him what you're working on.
Yes, it's very exciting. So we're going to give Andrea Kidd her own online store through a Western Tradition. And so she'll have her CDs, and we're going to have a video, and we're going to have her book and some other merchandise available on there. So that's coming soon.
That's got to be exciting.
It is exciting.
Okay, I want to know something. What do you have on her?
I'm a horse whisperer. I'm a horse whisperer. She has very expensive, very cherishable and collectible bloodlines in the Frisian world. She can't just let anybody touch these horses. I mean, these horses are living art and history. They were almost put into extinction during World War II. How many mares and stallions survived?
There were 3 stallions that survived and 8 mares. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the association has brought them back from World War II to now about 20,000 worldwide. But that's what she has on me. I've got a 3-year-old that needs working.
But also...
They're great horses, incidentally.
They are. And also the fact that I get along with them and I don't have to use a lot of force. I'm a small person and these are large horses, but we connect, but it's not just me. We can talk and then she can have the conversation with the horse
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It works out great because during World War II, all the horses had to be turned over because there were troops that were starving and they needed the horses for the war effort, for pulling things and for other things. And there were Dutch people that resisted and they hid these horses. And there are people that actually lost their lives protecting these horses. And there are families today that still do not speak.
There was a movie made about that, about hiding the Frisians mm-hmm. in the barns and mm-hmm. moving them. And
underground.
So the Germans couldn't get them.
Yes.
And I don't think about horses being really involved in World War II, so it's just really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think of it still as a World War I, kind of the last, you know, battles. But
that was the last real part of the cavalry.
Right.
And when I was in high school, I volunteered at the Long Beach Veterans Hospital in the paraplegic and quadriplegic ward, and I got to meet one of the last Merrill Marauders.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, Fort Riley, Kansas.
That's kind of cool.
It's very cool.
She's an amazing life.
I guess. You know, they made a movie about Merrill's Marauders, too. And when I was in the Philippines as a little kid with my dad, they filmed it in the Philippines.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, right behind the Top 3 Club on a place called Lily Hill.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had to go clean out all the old ordnance before they could film there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a true story. Yeah.
Well, Judy Fisher, she's a friend of mine. And she contacted me and wanted to know when my book was coming out.
Do you want to? Do we want to play another? Piece
yeah, we
of
can
music?
Do that. We can do that. I don't know what the name of it is. We'll ask you this once again.
This is Mama's Mirror.
I was just a little girl, tender in my years. Standing there on tiptoes to look in Mama's mirror. While she combed and brushed my hair and tied a pretty bow, I smiled at my reflection, a child I didn't know. I was taller, having grown older in my years. I didn't stand on tiptoes to look in Mama's mirror. As I twirled before her mirror in my pretty dress, I truly thought it lovely. My reflection nodded yes. Before I left for college, I was full of fears. I went alone to Mama's room to stand before her mirror. I stared at this young woman.
Interesting scenario. Great, great. I mean, the tonal quality is wonderful. And you have a caller. Hello, who's this?
This is Lillian D'Agostino.
Hi. Lillian, hi.
Yeah, hi, I've been trying to reach you.
Hi,
oh,
Lillian.
We've been busy.
Yeah, well, I wanted to surprise Andrea.
Oh, well, you did.
Thank you.
You did, Lillian. This is Bobby. Welcome to the writer's block.
So
thank you very much. It's interesting to be on, and this is the first live time I've ever called in for anything.
Well, there you go.
So, Andrea, be honored.
And it takes calling into a radio show to get a hold of her, huh?
And what time is it where you are? What time is it where you are, Lillian?
It's after 11. It's 11, almost 11:30.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice of you to stay up and do this.
So how did you meet? Tell us how you met Lillian.
I met her on Facebook, and we became Facebook friends, and we shared all things horses, and just the connection with horses. And Lillian was making a trip out to California, and so we just decided to meet up, and we toured Ventura County and went out to Jim Lowe's Show Horse Center, which is Zsa Zsa Gabor's old ranch. And then up to the Deer Lodge, the scene of the crime.
And up to to the cross.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you went to Ventura Cross?
We went to Ventura Cross and got great pictures. Her cousin Bob was with her. And we have them on Facebook. They're everywhere. Lillian and I are nationwide.
Yes, we are. And I'm coming back out in the spring again.
Oh, that's great. Maybe you can be here in time for
the shows. If everything goes well, I'm coming out. And it was just awesome. Bob and I have not stopped talking about the fun we had. And, oh, we laughed. It was like we knew each other for a lifetime.
It was. I mean, we went shopping. Well, I introduced you to Bobby Jean Bell. We went shopping at the wharf. And then you ended up sorting cattle. You're turning into the Long Island cowgirl. And I got you a vaquero. Yeah. A Vaquero calf rope. How's your roping coming along?
I'm loosening it up first, and I found a video on YouTube that will try to help me how to hold it and wind it. And actually, I've been trying it in my den. I don't have any furniture in there right now.
Well, what about Bob? Rope Bob.
Make him run
first.
And then
first. I can work on I'll rope Bob after a while.
Yeah, just get him running across the front yard.
I think there might be his poem in there.
There might be Rope
yeah.
and Bob.
Yeah, what about Rope and Bob?
Bob, that's it. Oh, my gosh. He was so cool. We drove up by Johnny Cash's house, and we parked it over across from their neighbors, and we got out and took pictures. We were all over this county.
Oh, Lillian, how
yeah, wonderful. We were.
Well, we have another caller, so... My goodness, they're
thank
busy.
You. Lillian, thank you so much
thank you
for,
so much
I
for calling in, Lillian. You take care.
Yes, and I love her CDs, and she knows All the Pretty Ponies is
oh,
one of my favorites,
yes.
And she'll explain why.
Yes.
We'll ask her.
It was great talking to you.
Okay, post it on Facebook that you called in, okay?
I certainly will.
Take
all
care,
right,
Lillian.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the writer's block. Who am I speaking to?
And she'll explain why.
Yeah.
We'll ask her.
It was great talking to you.
Okay, post it on Facebook that you called in, okay?
I don't do
it. Wow, that's interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you're on.
Hi. This is Katie Ryan.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie. It's Bobby. Welcome to the writer's block.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
You still have Lillian on the other line. We're just having
too
much
fun.
Thank
you so much. I'm so excited for Andrea.
Well, we all are.
Oh, Katie, I am thrilled to hear your voice, and I can't wait to be part of that great event next weekend.
Katie, tell us a little bit about this upcoming event and where people can get information about it.
Sure. It is a night of Western music and entertainment, and of course that's Andrea Kidd, our cowgirl poet, is part of that. And it takes place at the Moon Shadow Ranch on Helen Avenue in Shadow Hill, and this is a benefit for Coyote, the Don Edwards documentary, and also for Synergy, the military equestrian program, because we do a therapy program, psychotherapy, and personal development for the military. And so this is, that's my cat in the background.
Sorry.
Hi, Kitty.
Loud cat.
Anyway. The great thing about it is it's free for veterans and their families. And it's just going to, Katie Moffitt is singing and Shotgun Granny, and Andrea is going to be right after the War Horse Foundation, and they do historic cavalry and precision riding. And so they're going to do a whole reenactment for us.
Hmm.
And in terms of, you can get tickets at the door, or you can pre-purchase them at specialspirit.org.
And the date and the time again?
It's 6 o'clock, November 14th, 6 to 10 p.m.
And it's happening, of course, right around Veterans Day as a wonderful way to honor our veterans as well.
Exactly. We kind of planned it that way because it's Veterans Day next Wednesday, and we kind of wanted to honor them because we just so enjoy working with them.
And for those of you listening that maybe don't know who Katie Moffitt is, Katie is a national treasure. She's an amazing recording artist. She has been part of the SCVTV concert series twice. We just had her this year. She's a phenomenal singer-songwriter. And you are in for a treat. That's one heck of a lineup to have Andrea and Katie. And then the old granny. What's the name? They're such a fun band. What's the granny? What's the name of the other band?
Shotgun. Shotgun Granny.
Yeah, that's an amazing granny lineup. So
that is going to be great
for good cause.
I'm so excited to be a part of this. I really am.
Yeah.
What I have to say about Andrea, by the way, is that she is a kindred spirit, and I met her, of course, at the Buckaroo Bookstore, which, of course, is Bobby. And
yes.
She just is the most wonderful friend and person. You become an instant friend with her, and I just love her to death. So I'm just thrilled for her.
Oh, Katie, thank you.
Well, we certainly were thrilled to have her on the show tonight, that's for sure.
And I'm so excited that Katie called in.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
I'll be sure and share it on Facebook.
There you go.
Yes.
Make sure you go to our page and like us. We're at 594 today.
Yeah, we need some more likes. And I'll also post the the link after the show to the podcast. And I'll make sure to get that on your page, Katie, so you have a direct link.
That's perfect.
Okay. And my 18-year-old, showed me how to download the app for this show. So now I have no excuse. I need to listen to it.
There you go. God bless your son.
That's right. But thank you so much. And you guys have a great rest of the night listening to Andrea's wonderful poetry. And I'll see you at the show, Andrea.
Oh, yes, Katie. I'm so looking forward to it. And I'll wear our boots.
Great. Okay. All
right.
Boots are made for walking.
That's
it. All right.
Thanks for calling in, Katie.
Sure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. You got two fans.
Yeah.
Well, actually, seven fans.
Well, on Reverb Nation, how many fans do you have?
I think about 1,500.
Yeah.
But I started with one.
Right?
I started with one.
It starts with one. Everything starts with one, doesn't it?
It did. Christine set that up for me, the Reverb Nation. And I did that. That was my only communication after my accident. I couldn't promote the CD. And so Christine set up Reverb Nation. And I just started posting things about, training horses and being a cowgirl and the outback and Sespe, mm-hmm. And all of a sudden there's people that want to be cowgirls in Iceland.
Sure.
Yeah.
Around the world. Absolutely.
Around the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Country Radio Switzerland put me on the playlist, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very, yeah. Look, I need to cut you off one more time, and we're going to listen to another ad, and then we'll be back.
For TFM Truckload, a division of Target Freight Management. TFM is here to help you with all of your truckload and railroad shipping needs. So if you want a reputable company who is going to work hard to find you the best rates while maintaining award-winning service, TFM is who you need to call. When TFM Truckload books a truck for your company, it shows up 100% of the time. If you want a reliable truckload broker, then you need to call TFM Truckload today, toll-free at 1-844-653-7789. That's 844-653-7789. Or catch them at www.targetfmi.com on the web.
And we are back. And if you're just now joining us, you've waited way too long. We have in studio tonight, we have Andrea Kidd, Christine Law from Affirm Records, and of course, Bobby Jean, myself, and charming husband James sitting over there in the corner holding up the walls. Okay, what are we talking about? Oh,
let's
Reverb Nation.
Yeah, Reverb Nation.
It's a great outlet for artists and newcomers. And the way it's set up is in your market area, and you can promote. You can choose to promote. If you don't have much of a budget, you can, you know, stop for a while. But Christine, you should talk about the albums and what we did on set on Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation is really great because it gives you great metrics and feedback, and you can watch that. It has charting, and charting is a really useful tool. So Sespi Sky, we knew we really had something when it went to number one, and it stayed at number one for several weeks. And then with Sespi Lullaby, it did the same thing. It went to number one right away, and it's stayed in the top 10 for the past, I'm going to say, 6 or 7 months. So it tells us that, you know, as a recording label, it tells us that we're on the right track, and that Andrea's, you know, really touching people out there.
And then fans can register to follow.
Yes.
And if you have concerts, it's a place you can, you know, you can post.
You can
what
post.
You're,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's a great way for you to have that relationship with the fan base, grow the fan base.
And some of the Reverb Nation fans have actually become Facebook and vice versa.
Right.
And it's all because of, you know, the cowgirl lifestyle, the horses, the actual experience behind the poems.
Right, you're the real deal.
The real and, Megillah.
The real Megillah, that's it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So is the new CD going to be Sespi something or other?
I'm not sure. Christine has helped me because I'm trying to build a brand. I want it to have a bigger footprint along with the poetry. Mm-hmm. If I do go out and meet the public and have things that are, you know, collectible or merchandise. And the one thing that we started, we got a couple trademarks. But the one trademark that's near and dear to my heart is Horse Angel. And that is, I'm just party one. I am not a foundation. I'm not a charity. But when I come across extra money, or I make a little sell some tack or memorabilia or whatever, I find people that are in need with horses. Mm-hmm. And the Horse Angel shows up with a gallon of fly spray, or maybe somebody needs a new halter, or someone's lost their job, so a few bales of hay show up. But it's just something that I do. It's not organized for any big scale. It's mm-hmm. just party of one. But maybe Horse Angel.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Let's listen to another cut here. And this is, I don't even know what the hell the name is.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Your pony under blue western skies to your favorite spot where you can see 4 miles. Taking a trail under cottonwood trees, loving the shade, feeling the breeze. It's easy to find yourself and feel so free, so easy to lose yourself in the scenery. A golden eagle.
That's so cool. I love the double tracking.
It's a real ride. It really happened.
You know, it's. I'm a musician as well, and it's so much easier to sing or speak with yourself than it is to try to rely on someone else harmonizing with you. You can always harmonize with yourself a lot better than anyone else can. That's the truth. I love like that's just another one of the ones that I like. And what's it called?
Upper Ojai.
Shut my mouth.
Yeah. Upper Ojai. And it's true. I saw a golden eagle. I came around a corner, and it was a fledgling. And you could tell he was resting because he's on a snack down in the creek. Mm-hmm. And I came around on my horse, Ellie, and Ellie was real cool. She just didn't get excited about... She was sensitive, but sensible.
Mm-hmm.
And we came around, and Ellie just tracked a little bit wide. And this eagle sat right there, and we went by. And then he just spread his wings, and he just went... It was amazing. So we're going along this water. We're going in the water. And we came around, there was a bobcat just sitting down there, you know, with his little paws folded. And Ellie cocked an ear, and I gave him the lick, and everybody just kept going in their own little world.
It's easy to do on a horse, that's for sure.
It is.
It is. I have a great horse story. I trained my very first horse out of an 1862 cavalry manual.
Oh, my gosh. How cool.
Very cool.
Yes.
I got to tell you, that horse would do anything. Wheel right, wheel left,
yeah.
Wheel about, two steps forward, three steps back, everything. She was the most amazing. She was an Arab mare.
Wow.
And she's just the most amazing horse in the world, unless she was with a pack of horses. And then she was the biggest pain in the ass in the lower 48 states. But by herself, she was magic. But we ran across a rattlesnake one day.
Oh, wow.
Up in Malibu yeah. Creek Park.
Yeah.
And it came out from behind a rock, and it kept coming.
Ooh.
And coming.
Oh, wow.
And
coming. Territorial.
And no, it just was big.
Ah!
It was huge.
Hello, hat man.
Yeah. And Mariah, God bless her, just stood there and watched that snake.
Wow.
Not panicky, not jittery, just stood there and watched it.
Right.
You know?
Well, she'd know what to do if it snaked it.
Well, there's stupid horses, too, that reach down and sniff them.
Yeah. But the smart ones, they give them a pass to go.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they die.
Yeah. And she could smell quicksand, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She would, you know, cross a creek, and if there was quicksand there, she would stop and she would move
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's true.
All right. You're giving me this.
That's wonderful.
What was your GPA?
I don't know.
4.
That sounds awesome,
yeah,
horse.
Yeah,
horse. My Ellie was like that. Yeah. Now I have Tika, the Palomino.
Yeah, well, I had the Roseman, too. He was he was a really cool Appaloosa. He was just the best boy. Anyway, we're talking about you.
And our horses.
Actually, we need to kind of wrap this up. So what's coming up? Well, we know what's coming up for you. Why don't you give us all your contact information?
Oh, well, I'm Andrea Kidd of Andrea Kidd Musical Cowboy Poetry. You can find me on Facebook. It's Andrea with an I.
Right.
So, yeah, and KIDD. And you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Reverb Nation. I can find me with Firm Records. Mm-hmm. And then where all are we selling these albums, Christine?
Well, we have them at The Wharf in Ventura. We have them at Santa Paula Hay and Grain. They are available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and CDBaby.com. And
they're on our website.
On your website.
At West. At scbatwest.com.
That's it.
Very cool.
And the Ventura County Agricultural Museum.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, I got it inside with them.
And you had to put it at Stratherin Park, too.
Christine, can you tell us how people can learn about Affirm Records and more about what you do?
Right. You can go to www.affirmrecords.com, and we have information there on our favorite artists and helpful information for artists that are just starting out. And you're welcome to go there and check us out.
You have a real eclectic, wonderful mix of performers and musicians and artists.
We do, and it is pretty eclectic, but I really enjoy the creativity, and that's what we're all about, is the creative experience. So we invite you to go there.
You have a heart for youth, too.
Yes.
Oh, tell about the Boys and Girls Club, what they did with the CD.
Yeah, we did a project with the Boys and Girls Club, who's very near and dear to our heart. Santa Paula has one of the poorest communities in terms of school children, and the Boys and Girls Club is really in need. And so we put this project together where they painted pictures for us, and we set it to music on a video, and the Santa Paula Art Museum shows it, and it also was displayed at the Ventura County Ag Museum.
That had to change lives.
You know, it did for the kids.
Yeah.
It really did, and it was amazing artwork. It was just fabulous.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Wow, I'm impressed. I've been looking forward so long
know,
to having them in studio.
I can't believe we're at like 8:50.
I know, now it's over with.
8:50,
8:49. Yeah. Damn it.
Well, we have to have them back next year after they come back from Nashville. We
yes.
got to get you guys scheduled to come back on in February or March and tell us
and
about that experience.
More
absolutely.
Now all you need to do is just write the bookie and tell her you want to get another shot on the show, and she'll book you.
Yeah. That's what we're working on. That's so, what we're
yeah.
working on.
We got several people that have actually contacted her wanting to come back on.
So. Right. Yeah.
And next week we have John Hegenberger. I just downloaded one of his books today. I'm going to start reading it. And I don't know about what's his name? Russ.
Russ.
And then following the 19th, we have Troy Andrew Smith.
You'll have a wonderful time with Troy.
I like Troy. Yeah. Troy and I have known each other for a number of years. So.
And I'll be reading Longmire. All the way to Albuquerque and all the way back. I downloaded like every Longmire book.
Did you?
Yeah. So.
I don't know.
Frank Johnson is going to be with us in January. So.
Our show.
Oh.
January 7th is Craig Johnson. He's the originator of Longmire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I've, you know, watched the series, but I really want to read the books.
Yeah.
So.
I'd love to have him in studio, but he's going to be via telephone.
Yeah. That's okay. We'll be happy to have Mr. Johnson any way we can host him.
And we'll miss you next week and the week after.
Thank you. And then it's Thanksgiving.
Yes. And we'll be doing a show from our bevy of 25.
Yes.
And so we're looking forward to that. A night off.
Yeah.
For us.
Yes, exactly.
Yay.
So I'll be back with you December 3rd.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And Andrea, I want to thank you. And Christine, thank you so much for taking the time out
thank
to come
you.
In the studio
thank
with
you.
Us. It
thank
was
you.
A real treat having you here.
Oh, I enjoyed every bit of it. You guys are just great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We try.
We have fun.
And now
you
so
do.
Now so Ronan doesn't run to the window and start doing this. Pointing at his watch and threatening to kill me. We're going to cut off for now. We'll be back next Thursday, 8 o'clock Pacific. We're heard all over the world on LA Talk Radio, and we are out of here.